Grumer says, artha translates as meaning. Unartha means, from another perspective, misconception, the wrong idea. So we have the wrong idea about what Krishna consciousness is, or what is guru, what is a devotee, what is deity, what everything has to be reconceived. Reconceptualization, as Gurumar says, acquiring the proper angle of vision, that's a lifelong project for a spiritual practitioner. It's not saying, oh, I did that. No. It's, we aspire to that. Cheto darpana marginam. How are you going to clearly reflect upon things unless there's a certain amount of cleansing has taken place? Cleansing of the consciousness. Now, remember, even interestingly, that when they are doing Gita promotion and they quote, you know, Thoreau, Emerson, and all these different people who appreciated it, what did Thoreau say, the American transcendentalist? Or Emerson, one of the two of them, I think Thoreau, he said, in the morning I bathe my mind in the stupendous cosmogonal glory of Bhagavad Gita, in comparison with which our modern literature seems puny and trivial. So he's saying, every morning I bathe my intellect with the Bhagavad Gita. Say, daily cleansing process. What did Saraswati Thakur say? Beat your mind with a broom when you wake up. And Guru Maharaj, the way he said it, and actually his voice was quivering, practically, he said, what have I done? Talking about the day before. Wasting my life, wasting my time. Please, today, let me do something of value and service to Guru and Vaishnav. So Saraswati Thakur said, beat the mind with a broom 100 times upon rising. And that's when he said, and then do what? Saying, Amara Jivana, Sada Pape Durata. This is the Bhaktivinoda, the confessional song. This is my life. There's no sinful activity I haven't committed thousands of times. These are the sort of expression that come out of Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he is taking our position. So Saraswati Thakur is saying, that's when you're saying that, that, when you wake up saying that, and say, let me not waste another day. Right? Where there's no Vaishnava Seva, Harikatha, right? Dedication. Gurudev said, you can do spiritual practices anywhere, but you don't get Seva anywhere. So when Seva comes to you, you fight for that and fight to keep that. Once he was saying, if there was a fight over his succession or whatever, to the point of blood, to the point of death, he said, that's worth fighting for. Yes, it's worth it.